Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now, just a reminder that Toowoomba Regional Council's Immunisation Clinic in Little Street is offering free swine flu vaccinations. The clinic is open from 12:30pm to 4pm on Tuesdays and from 9am to 4pm on Wednesdays. After Hours Clinic is on the first Thursday of the month, and that's from 6:30pm to 7:30pm. There's also free flu vaccinations for those who qualify and scheduled vaccinations against hepatitis B, rubella, diphtheria and whooping cough for infants and high school children are also available. Various landfill centres across the region are operating to winter trading hours. Toowoomba's Bedford Street Waste Management Centre is open from 7am to 5pm and that's until September 30. The Oakey District refuse sites at Charlton, John Darien and Oakey are operating from 7:30am to 5pm and that's through to August 29. If you want some tips on efficient use of resources and environmentally friendly living, drop into Council Sustainable Homes Toowoomba. It's at 308 Ramsey Street and it's part of the State Government's Sustainable Homes Program. Now, we're quite proud because Sustainable Home Toowoomba is the most successful of the 14 sustainable homes built across the state. It's attracted more than 25,000 visitors, including school and community groups, and that's since it's open to the public. Now, the home is closing to the public soon on May 31, so that's only a couple of weeks left to visit. Individuals, couples and families can drop in any time between 10am and 3pm on Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays. Tour groups are a little larger, so they need to make an appointment, and that's on 4613 5840. Art lovers around the region are no doubt aware that the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery has been closed the last few weeks, but it's only a week to go until it reopens to the public. Now, the gallery has been closed to allow an upgrade of the environmental control system, and that's to protect the valuable artworks. So rest assured, those doors will be reopening very soon. During 2010 and 2011, Council will be preparing a new planning scheme to streamline processes and regulate development across the Toowoomba region. So, to ensure ongoing community engagement into the planning process, two volunteer reference groups will be created. Now, the two groups are a community reference group and a priority infrastructure plan reference group. Now, members of these groups will provide advice and guidance on aspects of the planning scheme. And Council is now calling for expressions of interest and nominations for people in the community to become a member of these reference groups. Nominations will close on Friday, May 21. For more information about what's involved and how to apply, please call 4688 6983 or visit Council's website. Roadworks will continue around the region and the section of Jellicoe Street from Ruthven Street to Hagen Street will be closed to intersection upgrade works. Traffic will be detoured at Ruthven Street and Hagen Street. Council advises heavy vehicle operators to access Jellicoe Street from Mort Street. At the Euston Road, Drayton Wellcamp Road, the section of Boundary Street South to E. Drews Road will be closed until July. There'll be reconstruction and curb and channel works in Colonial Street in Torrington, and that may result in delays of up to 10 minutes. And remember, if you want to learn more about council activities and services, anything from lodging a building application, what jobs are available at council, or seeing what's on in the region, log on to council's website at www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.